peace. Must have been trouble. That must have been trouble. They had no doubt about it, because Satan was in charge, and that's all he is, a troublemaker. That's all he is, a troublemaker. He doesn't tell you the truth. He set you up to blow you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God wrapped him, his word, in human flesh. God wrapped his word in human flesh. Jesus had a human body. Listen to me. Jesus had a human body. And God wrapped himself in that body. And that was God inside a man. And God, Jesus, God, Christ, the Son, let me say it like that, the Son, did not bring his deity and operate like God, because man had messed up. And man had to be the one to fix it up. So he had to fix it up like a man need to fix it up so he could relate to us. Did you hear what I said? So he wrapped himself, laid aside his deity. He didn't come. You notice he didn't go through. He didn't walk through walls. He didn't. He ate. He slept. God never sleeps. He didn't operate like, he operated like a man, but yet God was in him. And so what did God do? God anointed him. What did God do? God anointed him with God's ability. He was anointed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went? Who did what? Who went? Who went about doing good and doing what? Healing. Healing. I might have made a mistake when I did that, but that's all right. Healing. All, not some, all that was oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. So God wrapped himself in flesh, in human flesh, and revealed himself so that mankind could see what he is like, really like. And they saw God working in a man. They saw God. They said, we ain't never seen nothing like this. They was astonished. They was amazed at the miracles, at the sign, at the stuff he did. He was so anointed until they didn't have to touch him. They just touched the hem of his garment. They got healed, everyone. Now that's anointing. God was in it. God wants you to get this. God is in you. He wants you to know that your clothes can get anointed. Not only you can get anointed, the anointing can get in your clothes. And they touch you, they get healed. But if we keep fooling around on the banks of do nothing, you know, just sitting around grumbling about it like they did at the banks of the river Jordan, not Jordan, river, Red Sea. Moses was trying to get them across and they sitting over there grumbling. Isn't that something? And that's what most, we saints, we believe we don't want to do that. We want to get the revelation. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. The anointing is in me. What's in me can get in my clothes. It got in Jesus' garment, it can get in mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's the difference? He's the head and we're the body. Woo! Although he was born some 2,000 years ago, but there have never been a time that he never existed. He has been with the Father from eternity to eternity. The only time he was separated from the Father. Well, those 3 days he spent in hell for you and me. That's the only time. That was the only time. But look what God said. Hallelujah. Look what he said. I'm just got to cut it off. Matthew 27:46. But about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." That is to say, my God, why have thou forsaken me? That's when he was cut off. But look what God said after 3 days. Look what God said. And I'm gonna stop right here. Look what God said after 3 days. Hebrews 1:5-6. For to which of the angels said he at any time, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee"? Why did he get him back? Because he did what God needed him to do. He was cut off because of your sin. He became sin. He satisfied the demands and the claims of justice. And when they were satisfied and paid in full, he was there in hell like a sinner. But God said, "You done what I need you to do. I'm going to get you back." So look what God said about getting him back. Now, he said, "For unto which of the angels said he at any time, 'Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee.'" Now look what he said. And again, "I will be to him a father. He shall be to me a son." When did he stop being God's son? Those 3 days. But God said, "I'm going to be to you a father, and you're going to be to me a son." Woo! And again, when he bringeth, now watch this. You notice in John's gospel, "For God so loved the world, he gave his" what? "Only," got it? Did you get it? I'm trying to get there. "Only begotten son." But notice he said here, and again, verse 6, "When he bringeth in the first begotten."